Τι κατά κάτι κατάκ. Άκου πως η καρδιά μου για σένα παλαμάκια σου χτύπα. Στο ρυθμό της χόρεψες για μένα.
Welcome to this episode of Greece Chats. In today's episode, I have Konstantinos Koufos. Today's guest does not need much of an introduction. You probably know him from some of his major hit songs in Greece. So without further ado, I don't want to waste time introducing this episode. Let's jump right into the fun. What's up, man? How are you?
Hello, guys. How are you doing? Hello, Tony.
I'm well. Nice to see you. Good to have you on the show.
Nice to see you too. Nice talking to you, and I'm really glad being on this show. Hopefully people are going to watch us and they're going to have fun.
They will. Well, let's have some fun ourselves first, and then we have fun, I'm sure everybody else is going to have fun listening to this.
Sure thing.
So let's jump into this. Obviously, you don't really need much introduction, but introduce yourself. Tell us who's on the show today.
My name is Konstantinos Argyros. No, I'm joking. My name is Konstantinos Koufos. I'm the guy who is singing Tika Taka, as most people, you know, say that song. It is called I Pio Oreia Stin Ellada. It's a remake of a song, of a Croatian song. That's the song that made me famous, I don't know. People know me from that song. Afterwards, 5-4-3-2-1, Counting Backwards. It's a huge one as well. And I'm from Corfu, raised in Corfu, but born in Agios Sarada of Albania. I'm a Greek, minority in Albania. That's why I love a lot people abroad. Americans, Australians, Germans, you know what I mean? Greeks that live in Australia, America, Germany, and all over the world. I myself, you know, a minority.
That's amazing. When did this getting into the music scene all start? Was this something as a kid you wanted to do, or later in life? How did this go?
As far as I remember myself, I really loved singing, performing, acting. I was a kid that was moving a lot, was having, fun, and I really wanted to make people have fun, smile, laugh. And I remember myself, singing the whole time and saying, how do you say it? Poems? I don't know, poems. Poems.
Poetry.
Poetry, that's the word I wanted to say. Since my childhood. Since then, I remember myself doing it, but I wanted to take this one seriously. 2010, that's when I started, thinking that maybe I could do something really important with music and, maybe get paid for music, do it as not just a hobby, but just as a job as well.
Amazing. So you said tika tika tak tak tak. Is that what made you big? Because everybody else went a different route. They went with TikTok, and a lot of TikTokers became famous. But you made your own TikTok. So talk to me. Was that the breakthrough? Talk to me.
It was earlier than TikTok. That the TikTok that we know right now. It was tika taka tika tak. So it's easy. Tika taka tika tak. I'm in Corfu right now for Easter time, and when I was in Corfu back in 20, I can't remember right now, 2014, I was playing as a DJ at a small club in Corfu. It doesn't exist anymore. It was called Three Tops, the Three Tops, okay? So there was a person, a Slovenian guy, who came and asked me to play a song, Uno Momento. He said, please play Uno Momento. And I was like, let me check it out. So I checked it out on YouTube. I downloaded it instantly, and then I started playing it. So when I first listened to that song, I said to myself, it's a good one. Maybe it's like a Balkan style. Maybe I could adjust it in Greek. That's what I did. I started writing lyrics, and I was like, tika taka tika taka, pio oreia stin Ellada, most beautiful in Greece, labada, to kormi sou miazi me labada. So I was like, should I release this song? Should I try to make this a Greek song? I needed to ask for permission for the copyrights, but I never asked. So I was like Jack Sparrow, okay? And I just did it. I released it without any permission, without anything. And in the beginning it was really low, like 500 views per day, 1,000 views. It was really low. But as it was, the days were passing by, people started liking the song and started listening to the song. DJs were playing the song. And I was like, whoa, what's going on here? It's becoming huge, you know what I mean? Many messages in Messenger, because Facebook used to be, you know, the top platform those days. So lots of messages, tons of messages from all around the world asking me who I am, what am I doing, if I'm a professional singer, if I want to perform in Sydney, in Melbourne, in New York, in Boston, in Chicago, everywhere. And I was like, I don't perform anywhere. I'm just singing in Corfu, just to my friends. It's like a joke to me. It wasn't something serious. I was thinking that maybe that song was a hit, but I wasn't expecting 80 million views. It's a lot. It's a lot. So this is how I started. Tika taka tika tak. I pio arrest in Elada.
Amazing. All right. First, let's talk about now. That's in the past. Let's talk about now. Eliniko Meraki.
Eliniko Meraki. About this.
What inspired it? This is the song that you got out right now. Let's hear it.
As I said before, I'm a Greek minority myself. So to me, Greece is something, you know, it's in my heart. I love Greece everywhere. It has beautiful places, islands, amazing vibes, the sun, the sky, the sea. I'm just saying it and, you know, I got chills right now. I'm in love with Greece. Maybe my wife is jealous about it, but I'm in love with Greece. She's from Corfu, born and raised here, my wife. I love Greece, so that's the main thing that made me, you know, compose this song and write the lyrics about it. But I remember myself, 2019, I was in Sydney after the big concert, the sold-out concert we had in Sydney. There was a guy, Jimmy Zoras, that's his name. I hope he's doing well right now. He invited me in his big farm with kangaroos, with koalas, with ponies, with lots of, you know, animals, wild animals. I went to his farm. We had really fun there. And just a few moments before I leave his farm, he grabbed my hand and he told me, please, Costadine, don't forget to write a song about Greeks abroad. He was like, he was crying. He was in tears. I said, Jimmy, I will do it. One day I will do it. So that's why I composed this song. That was the main, you know, the main something to my mind that made me compose this song. In the end of the song, there is a Zeybekiko combined with the up-tempo song, Eliniko Meraki, which is called Ah Elada. It wasn't supposed to be a separate song. It was supposed to be a unique song with Eliniko Meraki, but people really ask for it right now, really ask me to release Ah Elada, which says, Στα ξένα Έλληνας και ξένος στην Ελλάδα. You know what I mean? Στα ξένα Έλληνας και ξένος στην Ελλάδα. So,
yes.
That's what inspired me.
That's amazing.
Greeks abroad.
We love to hear it. Love to hear it, because obviously there's a true love for Greece from the Greeks abroad. Everywhere I go in the diaspora, you just see that everyone's just holding on to the culture as much as they can, because they don't have it every day like the Greeks in Greece do. So for Greeks abroad, it's going to connect. So if you're listening right now, you want to check out his latest song, Eliniko Meraki. Don't go. I want you to listen, but first I want you to finish listening to this episode, and then afterwards head over to his YouTube channel and make sure you listen to Eliniko Meraki, and we might have something a little special for you guys listening on YouTube. I want to talk, let's backtrack one more time and go back to your breakthrough songs and all that. Talk to me about maybe some recognition, some awards you may have won throughout your career.
2016, I was at MAD VMAs, MAD Music Awards in Greece, and I was the best newcomer. That was the first, award I got, best newcomer. The second one was for the best song of the year, Tika Taka, η πιο ωραία στην Ελλάδα. That was the two awards I got. One in Greece and one in Cyprus. Since then, to be honest, I wasn't in those awards. I was away from those awards. I don't know the reason, but I was away. Anyways, this is how it goes in Greece. You know, you have always to be with certain people and do certain things just to be in. This is how we say it in Greek. You have to be in. You know what I mean? In with people. Anyways. I'm a free spirit. I do what I want.
Talk to me about some of your inspirations. Who are your inspirations in the music industry?
When I was young, I was listening a lot to Michalis Hadzigiannis, really a lot. I loved his songs. I still do. Okay. I keep on listening to him. I love his songs. All of his songs. And afterwards, when Pantelis Pantelidis, appeared, I was really a huge fan of him. I loved his songs, his performances. I was following him everywhere, you know, I was watching the whole thing he was doing. And this is what got me inspired to do Tika Taka, because the way he was composing and the way he was writing the lyrics, it was really something unique. Nobody has done it before, because in a few lines, he was saying a whole story about, you know, people getting divorced or people separating from each other. How the heart breaks when the person you love, you know, leaves you. Was really emotional. That guy was amazing, and he's in my heart. Big inspiration, not just to me, but to most of singers, new singers in Greece. I love him, man. Rest in peace, Pantelidis.
For sure. So it's clear that you've learned and you've taken from your inspirations. What would you pass on to a new, young, up-and-coming artist? So one piece of advice.
Listen, Tony, it's really easy. You have to be passionate about what you're doing. You have to love what you're doing. And hopefully one day your hobby will become your job if you love what you're doing. If you're just pretending to do, you're pretending to be a singer, you're pretending to write songs or to compose songs, people are going to see it, are going to... They won't like it. They will put it aside. They won't notice, you know what I mean? So what it takes is passion, luck for sure. Luck, you need to have luck. Passion, endurance. Mm-hmm. And you have, in Greece we say, you have to have a big stomach, megalo stomachi. So you have to take a lot. You have to be persistent, insistent, all of it. And also, you have to be talented as well, eh? If you don't have the voice, you can't perform on stage, leave it. It's not your job. It's not your business.
Yes. Have to have self-awareness. You got to know if you're good or not.
Exactly.
Speaking of performance and being good, talk to me about one of your... you've performed in different places around the world. What's one that really stood out as one of the most amazing performances and what made it so special?
Just to be honest with you, lately I were in Romania, Bucuresti, the capital of Romania. It's the third time being there, and to be honest, it's a huge crowd. 3,000 people fit in that venue. This is not a big deal because I've sung in bigger you know stages, like 60,000 people in Athens, Oaka. It's amazing, but the way people love me in Romania, it's really unique. I can't believe it because they don't speak Greek. They don't understand Greek. You know what I mean? But they sing the songs. They really love Tika Taka or Pede Tessa Triadiona. And they even love Nico Vertis. Anise Nasteri, Thelo Na Minyosis. And the vibes I'm getting from those people, it's really amazing. I can't believe it. Another show that it's in my mind, it's the one I did 2020. FTF show, okay? I wasn't expecting that crowd, like 2 or 3,000 people, 4,000, I can't remember. It was a lot, like a huge wave of people, a big wave of people in Los Angeles. I was amazed, the passion and the energy they had. That's something that it's in my mind. And the last one is when I was in Sydney, 2016, Mike Ubaro, DJ Crazy Con. Have you heard of him? Crazy Con.
Sounds...
He's no. really famous. He's okay. releasing a CD series about Greek songs, and okay. this is how we met. He asked me to visit Australia and to perform because he's a promoter in Australia. He's the best, man. He's amazing. I was there. He told me when I first met him before becoming Kumbari. He told me, Costantine, you will be amazed in Sydney, man. They will jump on you. They will grab you everywhere. And I was like, come on, Con. I'm not Saki Zurvas. Come on. and when I came on stage, everybody jumped on me on the stage. They wouldn't leave me. They wouldn't let me. Everybody wanted to touch me, to grab me, to, I don't know, man. You name it. It was amazing. So these three shows, they're in my mind, like something unique. But as you said, I've been on many stages. I've seen so many people. I'm really grateful for those that come in my concerts and they support my music and they love me as a person being and as a human being. I'm really grateful to God and to people that, you know, support me.
That's awesome. That's good to hear. All right, let's shift for a minute. Let's move off of music for a bit and talk about Greece. Tell everyone where you're from in Greece.
I'm from Corfu, raised here since I was 2 years old. I love Corfu. It's one of the most amazing islands at the Ionian
yes.
Sea. You're going to love it. Blue and green seas. The sand is amazing, but not only sand, we have sand, we have, how do you say it? Petres. Can you say petres? Rocks,
yep.
White rocks. You're going to love it. If you come in Corfu, you're going to love it. Huge history, big background, ancient things. It's protected by UNESCO. So this is where I'm from, but I've visited lots of islands and most of Greece. I've been to most of Greece. Greece is amazing, unique. People need to come here because, you know, they will have something to remember, especially those that are from Greece and haven't visited it. They have to come and they have to spend time and tell their kids and their children where they're from. And, you know, they have to keep the heritage. I don't know if that's the right thing to say. They have to keep the images from Greece when they go back to, I don't know, USA, sure. Australia, wherever.
That's awesome. All right. So Corfu is beautiful from what you're saying. But what I want to know, because I get a lot of listeners who tune into this podcast for travel tips. What is the one tip you're going to give someone coming to Corfu for the first time?
Beaches, seas everywhere.
Just go to the beach.
Yeah, they have to go to every single beach in Corfu. They have so many alternatives. They can go everywhere they want. They want to be private, they can go private. They want to be with people, they can be with people. They want to be somewhere in between, they can do something in between. Anything they want. They want sand, rocks, you name it. You can do anything you wish. You want to be nude, go nude, no worries. Corfu is the place and the island for you guys. I'm not promoting Corfu because I'm from Corfu, but, you know, you're going to love it. You have to be here. Yeah. You have to see it. It's really amazing.
Talk to me about Holy Week in Corfu.
What makes
it different? Holy Week. Talk to me about Holy Week.
For the Easter. Yes. It's a unique, you know, tradition where on Saturday morning, 11 o'clock, in Greece, in Corfu, we say that it's the first resurrection of Christ, of Jesus Christ. And we throw we say botides. It's the vases, big vases.
Yeah,
we throw it from the balconies. And this is just to, you know, to get rid of the bad energy, bad things, bad luck. We just throw the vases through the balcony. We don't have any accidents, don't worry. It's really controlled. And lots of people are attending this process. every single year. It's 20 or 30,000 people at the center of Corfu that day.
No, every Saturday year morning. I see the pictures and the videos of this, and everyone just fills up the town.
You have to come yourself one time. You'll be my guest.
100%. All right, let's move off of Corfu, because obviously Greece has a million other places. Give me your three favorite Greek islands.
First one is Corfu.
Three more.
Okay. Let me think about it. I really loved Rhodos when I was there. Okay. Santorini as well. It's a beautiful island. I've been there. And if you want something to be quiet, you know, to relax, not many people disturbing you, not many noises, you could visit Naxos. It's a beautiful island. A small one, but a beautiful island.
The food is amazing in Naxos.
It is amazing, yeah. The beaches are amazing as well. Crystal clear water.
All right, so you said Naxos, Rhodos, Santorini, and we'll include Corfu. all right, so now give me three favorite places on the mainland.
Places where? In Greece? You mean in Greece?
Like, that's not an island. Somewhere on the mainland of Greece. Villages, cities, towns.
Thessaloniki, because, you know, it's the heart of Greece, as well as Athens, okay? Because I live in Athens. Mm-hmm. I love Athens. People should visit Athens for sure. This is the history of Greece, okay? You can watch, you can see Parthenonas, Acropolis, Theseo. You have to be in Athens for sure. Athens, Thessaloniki, and maybe, let me think about it. Maybe you could go, you could see Volos. Volos, because it's really close to the sea, close to the, you can go to Volos. It's really beautiful and amazing. You have to try Volos as well.
I love it. All right. So now let's talk some food. What are your three favorite Greek dishes?
Kondosouvli, my friend. It's really easy. Kondosouvli. I love it. I love that meat. For sure, pita gyros. I'm a traditional guy. I'm an easygoing person. And Greek salad. I have kondosouvli, I have Greek souvlaki, pita gyros, and some Greek salad. I'm good.
We have similar tastes.
Yeah, maybe some beer, just, you know. Or maybe ouzo. I don't know. Raki, ouzo, krasi, anything.
All right, works for me. And three favorite Greek desserts.
Desserts? I don't know if it's Greek or not, but I like kadaifi. It's easy, kadaifi. I don't know if it's Greek. I like cheesecake. It's not Greek. And what else? Just ice cream, simple one. Karidopita, maybe. I don't know, that's Greek, karidopita. It's Greek, karidopita, I like it. With a bowl of ice cream on top.
All right. And then the last questionnaire in this category is, do you drink coffee? And if you do, what is your favorite Greek coffee?
Sure thing. Medium. Fredo espresso medium. I don't know what's happening, but...
That's what I got going on right here. Fredo espresso medium.
Exactly. Cheers, man. Mm. I don't know what's going on, but in abroad, we don't find like Fredo espresso. We can't find it.
It's not easy. There's a few places in New York that do it. I make it at home. I have my own setup in the kitchen with all the equipment.
We have to ask.
You have to ask, and not everyone does it correctly. A lot of them water it down. They put too much water in it.
I always have to explain to them. Just get a shaker, put a few ice.
Yeah. That's all you need.
A double dose of espresso, shake it with some sugar, that's it. It's easy, but they don't do it anyway.
I know. It's frustrating.
Yeah, it is.
I'm currently in Boston, and the only way I can get one is if I make it at home. In New York, there's a few places in Astoria that make it, in Manhattan, but not many. Anyways, I got a few last questions to ask you as we wrap up.
Okay.
Can you reflect on what success means to you compared to when you first started?
Success is being... It's an easy answer to me. Okay, it's really easy. Being yourself. This is being successful is being yourself. You love what you're doing. People are going to see it. That's what I told you in the beginning. You love what you're doing. This is what you give to people back. If they like it, if they like what they see, that's success. Being yourself is really important. That's success to me. You know, views count, okay, YouTube views or maybe Spotify streams or maybe followers or maybe TikTok, anything counts, you know what I mean? In Greece, you have to be, in order to be famous or successful, you need to have views. This is how it works, not just in Greece, but all over the world. But mm-hmm. being successful, the true meaning is being yourself. That's my advice to people. Being yourself is being successful.
Amazing. And what's next for you? What are some of your goals in the next few years, career-wise,
personal life?
Give
me a sec, sorry. Yep. Give me a sec.
Okay. Yeah.
Say it again, please. Sorry.
Yeah, no, for sure. All right. I'm just going to go 2 seconds. All right, so what's next for you in the next few years, personal goals, whether it's in your music career or your personal life?
I wouldn't like to share my goals because they say that you have to work in silence and let the success make the big noise for you. But to be honest, right now I'm really focused on Eliniko Meraki, my latest song release. It's going well. Hopefully it's going to get more views, and I would like to ask people to visit my YouTube account and watch it, Konstantinos Koufos Eliniko Meraki. Greek words, but even if you write Eliniko Meraki or Koufos in English words, you're going to find it. In English letters, you're going to find it.
And for those watching in video, can see it. We'll have it in the description, the link.
Great, yeah. Press the link on the description and watch it straight ahead. I'm really focused on Eliniko Meraki, and just to be honest with you, I'm the first time saying it worldwide. I'm going to start working on my next song, which is called Achelada. It's the song in the Eliniko Meraki, the Zeybekiko in the Eliniko Meraki. People want it, they ask for it, and I will give it to people. Since they love me and they support me and this is what they want, people living abroad, Greeks living abroad, are the ones that ask me and they want that song, Achelada, Staxena. The song is easy. It says, I'm not going to sing it, but I'm going to say the lyrics in Greek and then in English. The lyric says, Κάντε στην άκρη να χορέψω ένα ζεϊμπέκικο με ένα τσιγάρο στο στόμα σέρτικο. Στα χείλη να καεί σαν τη ζωή μου τη ρημάδα, στα ξένα Έλληνας και ξένος στην Ελλάδα. So the song says in English, step aside to dance a ζεϊμπέκικο, okay, a Greek dancing, with a strong cigarette on my lips. Let it burn, just as my life is burning me, you know what I mean? Abroad people call me Greek, and in Greece they call me a foreigner. That's it. So since they ask it, they ask for it, I'm gonna give it to people, and this is my main goal right now, to start working on my Zeybekiko. I've never released a Zeybekiko, and hopefully people are going to love it. That's what I want to do. And become a person who doesn't only sing Rubes and Tsifletelia, but also I can sing a Zeybekiko or ballad or whatever, you name it.
Amazing. All right, I got one last question for you. It's my sign-off question that I ask everyone on this show. And simply, it is, what does being Greek mean to you?
It's pride. It's something that runs in our veins. You know what I mean? It's really important. Not being Greek, you won't understand what I'm saying right now. You know what I mean? If you ask an American, he's going to say, I'm proud to be American. I understand. But being Greek is really unique. It's something that, you know, it has a special feeling. This is where the history comes from. This is where the letters come from. This is where everything comes from. It starts from Greece, and, you know, it's coming from Greece. I'm really proud being Greek, to be Greek. I love singing to people who love Greek language. As I said before and mentioned before, Romanians, they don't speak Greek, but they understand Greek, and I really respect them for the way they embrace me every time I go there and I visit them. So being Greek, it's really, I'm really proud about it. And for those living abroad, guys, you have always to be proud. For Greece, I know sometimes Greece hurts us, but it's okay. This is how we want to love Greece, because it is in our hearts.
Well said. If there's anything else that you want to share that I did not ask, go ahead and let everyone know, aside from the link below, where else should they go to find more of your music?
People, if they want to find out about me, they can visit my pages, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. My nickname, it's KWN, which stands for Konstantinos, but W is the O in Greek language. Kon, K-O-U, Kon Ku Official. That's my page in Instagram and in TikTok. And on Facebook, you can find me as Konstantinos Koufos, Greek letters. And I post every other day, like a video, lip-syncing my songs, showing Greece, showing the sun, and everything going on. You asked me everything. I've shared everything with you guys, and God bless us with health, our families, your families. Stay healthy, stay positive, have faith in you and in God, and everything will work out. No worries, just believe in yourself. Be yourself, be successful for what you want to be successful. Nothing else. You just wait new songs from me, and hopefully I'll see you soon in a concert. Ελληνικό Μεράκι Tour, it's about to happen this summer. So hopefully if you're in Greece, we'll meet somewhere, yes, in an will. Island, mainland,
for sure.
I don't know.
I'm looking forward to it when I get to Greece.
Thanks also, for man, inviting
thank you so
me, Tony.
Much.
It's been
thank
a pleasure.
You. Thank you for coming on the show. It's been a really enlightening conversation, a fun conversation. And we'll let everyone know how they can, where to find the song in the show notes. And we might have something special for you guys coming
we
up
will,
soon.
Guys.
So stay tuned. And thank you, Konstantinos, for coming on. Thank you guys for listening to this episode of Greece Chats Podcast with Tony Kariotis. And we will talk to you again on the next episode.
My pleasure, guys. Filia pola to Greek people all over the world.
Bye.
Bye-bye.